We go now to Oriental, North Carolina, and the Broad Street Grill, where Eric Stickrath is the owner and chef. Eric, is there an Irene special on the menu today at the Broad Street Grill?
Well, not yet. We're going to have to see. It's definitely a waiting game right now. We've got a few things that we'd like to get gone before possibly we lose some power. So, yeah, there's definitely some ideas rolling around.
You're sounding a little nervous there. You're essentially in at least one of the modeled paths of Hurricane Irene, which is Category 3 right now, but is expected to grow to a 4. When do you split?
Well, you know, we're definitely going to have to make a decision here probably in the next 24 to 48 hours. Friday is really going to probably be the D-Day. We're going to have to, decide. Right now it's just planning and getting our supplies together. We're usually ready for this. This is a little early for us. We're not quite used to seeing something this early, but we're always ready. We have, our share of severe weather around here.
Well, what does always ready mean? I mean, you got your generator, you got your plywood, or you got your bottled water, or you just got your car keys in your pocket ready to get out of town?
Oh, no. We definitely have, batteries, generator, water, plywood. Yeah, we're pretty much ready for anything.
You know, in the sort of post-Katrina era that we're living in, I have the sense that hurricanes are something we deal with every year. But in fact, looking at the stats, there really hasn't been anything this severe since 2005, and in your neck of the woods, it's been even longer.
That's correct. We're well overdue for a big storm.
Oh, I hate the way you say that, overdue. Is there complacency in the area of new residents who haven't had to deal with this sort of thing, people you need to convince to take this seriously?
No, I think, post-Katrina, people do seem to take this a lot more serious. I don't know. I think it really brought to light, what can happen if you don't prepare and rely on other people to take care of you almost.
And how long have you been in the Outer Banks?
I've been here about 8 years now.
And I guess an event like this sort of encourages you to really think about the geology there, and that the Outer Banks are really both the product and the victim of storms.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're the front line. You look at the coastline of the East Coast and the Outer Banks, especially North Carolina. It's just sticking out there waiting for it.
Now, you don't sound like one of these characters that wants to wait it out no matter what, but I imagine there are some folks in your neighborhood who are like that.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. We'll definitely have some people holding out down here. There's people who've been here a lot longer than I have, and think that they can ride it out. Me and myself, we'll secure, what we can, and probably hop in our 20-year-old Volkswagen camper van and head out of town. Totally self-contained.
Definitely keep it in third gear, Eric, if it gets so watery there, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Eric Stickrath discussing sort of Hurricane Macho there in the Outer Banks. He's the owner and chef of the Broad Street Grill in Oriental, North Carolina. Good luck to you, Eric.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.